Pittsburgh, the community's true voice.
You are now tuned in to Soul Audible Detox on KFAI, brought to you courtesy of WFNU Radio, 94.1 low-powered FM, Frogtown, St. Paul. For more information, you can visit WFNU.org.
Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs beats rolled up. But still, Andre got action, they sweat like keep all of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that you got several time to do this. Have you shot up? Thought you knew this. I'm probably no type of problem. Selling my sacks, watching my back.
All right, y'all. Good evening, good evening, good okay. evening.
And do you usually play that much of the polka?
No.
Okay. No. I like that.
Yeah. So
it was a little something different.
Yeah, but I had to cut it off because there was some stuff coming.
Then there was going to be some bad words.
There was going to be some bad words. So, but we're all good, bro. We're all good on this. Man, I don't know what's going on outside, but the air quality is horrible.
Man, it's crazy. Well, I got that as a topic to talk a little bit about, but yeah, it's crazy.
Okay. Well, we want to welcome all of you all to another edition of Soul Audible Detox. This is season 5, episode 8. We're back. We took a little time off. Most of the time when we're taking time off, just to be transparent with y'all, it is because of work.
Yep.
Work in life. So we work. Usually have work and life things going on, so we can't always commit to the station, but we are committed in our hearts. So we appreciate y'all missing us, thinking about us, wanting us to come back, and we're back. So
I mean, but again, we keep saying that you know, somebody want to sponsor or, you know, front or,
that's right,
or promote or whatever, and make this a job,
exactly,
then we wouldn't miss no days. Well, I can't still say that, but it would be a lot less.
Yeah.
We'd have to figure out how to roll solo if need be.
Yeah,
because that's how they do it. You know, if you watch Gail and them, I base everything off Gail and them.
Off
on Gail. CBS Gail and Nate.
What's up, Gail?
And they be shooting somebody, one of the top three, her, Nate, and Tony. Somebody always gone. I'm like, well, dang.
Yeah.
It's a rarity when they're all together.
But I think she's getting ready to leave, though.
Is she?
I think she's getting ready to go to, if I'm correct, I think she signed a fat contract.
She did, but
with CNN.
She did, but
I think CNN.
I think you're right.
Okay.
Whoever, it might not be CNN, but a big thing for, but in that deal, she's still going to do CBS Morning.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, that's right.
So she's going to
get that
paid
bag.
And paid again.
Get that bag. Yeah. So we want to welcome you all. Again, you are tuned in to WFNULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio, home of Soul Audible Detox, as we sit here on the 10th floor of the hotel overlooking 94. But on the opposite side, we are overlooking Frogtown in the Sears building and the Sears parking lot, and all we see is haze. Speaking of haze,
I like that.
You like that?
I like that.
Yeah. So, you know, speaking of haze, we got class of 89, our fellow brother C. Hayes, in the house tonight. What's up, bro?
What's up, fellas? Honored to be on your show once again.
Always a pleasure.
Welcome back, my brother. Welcome home.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, do you still consider Minnesota home?
I still call it home.
Okay. Because you've been gone for a minute.
Yeah, pretty soon it's going to be equal time, you know.
Oh.
When I hit 60.
Okay.
You got some plans to relocate back? I mean, like dual stateship?
If let me make enough money, then I'll be here.
Okay.
There you go.
You know, that, what they call it, a snowbird or...
Yeah.
Snowbirds. Yeah, you come here in the summer.
And then leave. Come here in the summer. Battle the mosquitoes.
I ain't mad at you.
Avoid the police.
Wow.
Yeah,
and it's sad that's still a fact.
That's still a fact.
Still a fact.
But that's
what's
up.
Yeah, well, welcome, my brother.
Yeah, welcome back, bro. Other than that, let me see. Again, we take one day off. We take one day off. We're okay. We take more than one day off. It's like trying to get back on the bike again, but that's all right. We still.
It was only 1 week, bro.
Was it?
Yeah.
It seemed longer.
It did seem. It did. It truly did seem long, but it was only one. Yeah. We only missed 1 week.
Yeah. So we still good. We still good. For those of you who are listening for the first time, welcome to the show. We appreciate your listening support. For those of you like Jesse Smollett who we're still looking for, Brother Hayes, if you got a way to connect with him, tell us again.
Yeah,
maybe you'll run into him out in DC or something. You know, you got connects. Just hand him a drink and say, yeah, by the way, my boys want to holler at you back in Minnesota. So. But if you again want to thank all our return listeners, all of our KFAI listeners.
What up, KFAI?
We appreciate
you. I miss y'all.
We appreciate
you. Miss KFAI. You
miss the KFAI?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, again, they don't necessarily listen to us live, but when they obviously listen to us, because when we get feedback about not being around or missing some shows, it comes from KFAI.
Y'all going to send us another show? What's going on?
And no disrespect to WFNU, that's always home.
Always home. Always home. So, we would like to hand out our flowers as we do around this time of the hour, into the hour. Again, I want to thank you all for listening to Black Man Healing Radio, Black Motivation Radio, Black Inspiration Radio, Black whatever you want radio.
Yeah. Yeah. I need some healing this week.
Did you know that this is, if I'm correct, June is Black Music Month?
Absolutely. But don't get too deep into it.
Okay, no, I'm just saying it's Black Music Month.
Get to it later. All right.
And it's also Men's Mental Health Month. Oh. Last month was Mental Health Month.
Overall.
But I heard it was Men's Mental Health Month in June.
Okay, I like that.
And last but not least, I know there's a few birthdays this month. But it is officially cancer season.
Gemini, baby.
Gemini.
Okay. It is Gemini. Yep.
Gemini. Your birthday's tomorrow?
Your birthday's tomorrow.
All right.
Happy
birthday,
bro.
Well, dang. All right. Okay.
I don't know if I knew that. I'm going to have to put that on. You know what? I've been really important for me to remember birthdays, you know, because we got a couple things that we can own and take with us in our lives. One is how to spell your name and how you say your name. And the other is your birthday. So I'm going to put that on the calendar to make sure I don't forget.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
All right. So we're going to celebrate Sinead's birthday tonight.
Are you on the young side of 89, i.e. just about to turn 52, or are you on the older side, you about to turn 53?
Okay. Older than Tupac.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. Welcome to the 52 Club.
Thank you.
The club.
And then it's also Father's Day month.
Yes, sir.
Father's Day month.
Oh, so, you going? We're gonna make the
Father's
whole month?
Day month.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, because we don't get, there's no restaurants that are offering.
They ain't sold out. I didn't even really ask my dad what he wanted to do.
There ain't no restaurant.
I know I can still make a reservation.
There is one place I know that actually this Sunday is doing something. I don't want to. I'll tell y'all when I turn the mic off.
Okay.
But there's one place that's doing something for Father's Day, which is kind of cool. But other than that, we don't get nothing, bro.
We get lawn care. We get tools.
Ties. Tools, ties, and lawn care.
Tools, ties. What did I ask for? You know what? I'm starting to use it for a useful thing. Like, okay, I have to think about what I need, man. I need a new cord for my DJ.
Not what
system.
You need, but what you not what you want, but what you need.
Exactly.
Okay.
I want a new cord for my DJ, or I need a new mic or something. So that's what I've been starting to do.
There you go. So it's Father's Day month.
I'm like, I'm gonna get something that's beneficial that I'm gonna use.
There you go.
Versus another tie.
Another tie.
I like ties.
I do too.
Don't get it wrong, but yeah.
And when I go through my ties, because I don't wear them a lot, I'd be like, dang, I didn't even know I had this tie. This tie's dope. Like, right? Then I gotta go find something to wear with it. But anyways, let's give out our flowers. Let's show our love. We appreciate all the love that y'all give us. At this time, we want to send our love out to those who mean whatever to us. So we're gonna let the birthday boy go first.
There you go.
Take your time, do it right, like SOS band.
Okay, first of all,
speaking to the mic, bro.
You talking about my favorite band of all time.
I know.
Really?
SOS. I tell you,
you must have knew this, Brad.
I know. I know a little something.
France is good at that. My bad. Okay.
Yeah. No. Let me tell you something. My daughter, she laughs. She talks about, she knows when the party's over at my house, when SOS comes on, I start cleaning up. It ain't take your time to do it right, though. Right. I got to go.
Okay.
I'll take my time cleaning. But man, it's first of all, it's a pleasure to be here. It's, you know, I love listening to y'all back in D.C. It makes me feel at home. First, musically, man, just listening to the vibes. Y'all set the mood. Y'all have the right conversation. So, you know, it's an honor to be here. And you know, y'all represent the best of St. Paul, and specifically St. Paul Central.
We try.
Y'all do great.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Any more shout out? Yeah. I know you got. Come on, man. You listen to people. Take care.
All right, so let me do this. Let me first, I'm going to work my way to Minnesota. I'm going to give some shout out
take
to
your
people
time,
in, Minnesota,
take your
in D.C.
Time.
I'm going to give a shout out to my cousin Charles Foreman. Y'all know him, of course.
What up, Chuck?
Yeah, and my little sister Brenda Valentine watching. She's, you know, she was a class of, what, 7 years behind us, so whatever that is, do the math. Was it 96? No, not even 96.
If it's 7 years behind us, yeah, 96.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. But obviously, I want to give a shout out to my family, my mom. She's out with my daughter right now. Maybe they're listening. My father. You know, just I want to give a shout out to everybody in St. Paul, especially the folks who are representing St. Paul, bringing us into the future, doing it well. I could go on and on. I do want to send condolences to the ones that we've lost recently. Obviously, Vaughn Shepherd's a legendary name.
Yes.
Gone too soon. You know, it's just sort of that odd season. It seems like, you know, maybe it's obviously we're at that age. We're on the other side.
Right.
So it's going to be more frequent. So just want to send love out to everyone who's lost someone recently. And for those of us still here, I hope you're doing well. You know, stay safe. If you got some health concerns, you know, stay out of this smog or whatever this.
Did you bring this?
Man, it was just like this in D.C.
Did bring this.
Yeah, man, I was looking for some green, some sunshine. You know, Minnesota is beautiful, and I get depression. This is like, I'd rather it be raining right now.
It's crazy, isn't it? We truly are getting aspects of how LA be, the LA, right?
And stuff, yeah.
And it's like, they're like, oh, it's just smog. You're like, this looks cloudy. And then by the end of the day, it burns off. But the problem here is our atmosphere just ain't obviously used to it, because this has been going on all day.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
Somebody said the sun's up there. Ain't a cloud in the sky, but we wouldn't know.
I was just sitting out in the parking lot looking up. And it just looks like when you see those, what do you call it? The moon, sun,
eclipse.
It looks sort of like one of those eclipses, lunar eclipse or whatever. Yep. So this has that blood orange in the sky.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it looks pretty, but it don't feel pretty.
Right. And we've had it a couple times this spring, summer yet. And this time, though, is probably the worst one. I mean, like, not only do you see it, but you smell it.
Yeah,
it's smelling like yuck out there.
So. I was saying, I don't know if y'all remember when the Grain Belt Brewery is on West 7th Street.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they used to do some cleaning. Every once in a while, that smell would come through the neighborhood. Right. That's what it smells like to me. Man. It
smells like that yeast and stuff.
Yeah.
That's interesting. No, you bring it back a memory right there. Okay. I didn't think about that, but that makes sense.
Yeah, I was. So we had this last week in D.C. when I stepped out. My bike place, it reminded me of that Grain Belt Brewery. I was like, man, this all, you know, when you get those, that nose is like a trigger. It brings back all kinds of, you know, memories. So,
right. All right. Any more?
No.
You sure?
I could do
it. The mic is yours, brother.
Man, look. Now I can talk. So I'm just, you know, you all have a show, professional show. You all do a great job.
Professional might be thank you.
Well, look, yeah, y'all take the time to prepare. You know, I was talking to my brother Christopher and John Clarky, WAP Master. What shout
up,
out.
Is he on? He trying to listen? What up, WAP?
Hopefully.
Next time you in town, let me know, bro.
Yeah. I keep telling him to listen to the show. He wants to do a radio show. He likes to do sports talk, things like that.
Yeah. He be doing it on Facebook and stuff.
Yeah.
And tell him we got a radio station for
That's what I told him. Like, you got to tune in and listen because you all do it right. You all represent, you know, the topics. You represent the community well. So it's like, you know.
We're unique. Yeah. We're the only people that you know that if we don't start the show right, we'll stop it and restart it over on the air.
You know what? I like it, though.
That's what I'm saying. We're unique. Freedom, like, yeah. We just do what we do. Like, you can love it or like it or love it or hate it, whatever.
Hey, you got to own the lane that you occupy.
That's what we do.
People get in or get out.
That's what we do.
Yes, sir.
All right, so you're up next.
Okay. So I'll make it quick. Just what's up? Shouts goes out to Queen Sha. Shouts goes out to my father, David Goodlow. Shouts goes out to my C's. My son is out in California. I know he ain't listening, but what up with you?
Not in California.
No. Shout out to family that's listening. Uncle Taj is listening. What's up, Allie and my beautiful niece, Sydney? And it's a thing being a uncle. And when you see a new baby and it's you know, it's a sibling's child, mm-hmm. but it ain't your child, so you could just spoil and mm-hmm. kiss and do all those things. But, yeah, I like that. Anyway, PBK's Heartbeats, Five Heartbeats. What up, the engineer?
What up?
Be the fifth caller, please. Should have brought some food. Fabulous One. What's up to Shay downstairs? I said happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, too.
Yeah.
Right. My dad is actually the only one I have left. My grandfathers are all gone.
Does he have brothers?
He does. And so happy Father's Day, Uncle Jeff.
Okay.
I think that's it. Again, blame it on my mind, not my heart. Yeah, and the smog, whatever.
Blame it on the smog.
You know.
Because we've been gone for a while.
Flowers to everybody.
Flowers there. I like that.
Let me do one thing.
Go ahead,
I didn't forget. I would be get myself into trouble if I didn't shout out a few names as I think about it.
No, take your time.
So,
Did you say what's up to your daughter?
Simone, I love you. I'm hoping you and grandma are enjoying each other. Shout out to you.
Number one
all day. My sister April, holding it down. She gets the house to herself. We live together. She gets the house to herself now. Little freedom. My brother Christopher, Darren, of course, who got Flame Mobile Kitchen, if y'all haven't.
I was at an event with a particular bank, mm-hmm. and they catered it.
Okay.
So it was cool.
Nice.
So it was cool. I'm going to have to get that information, though, because we're going to be doing some future events. And so, yeah, it was beautiful. Dope. It was dope.
Yeah, my brother's, you know, it was one of those things, you know, give him and his partners a shout out, Tommy. You know, they put together something. There's a bunch of fellas having cigars in the back of my brother's place. He was grilling. Grilling is a hobby. Took a loving to it. They took a liking to it. They thought, hey, maybe got something here. And they're trying to build something. So they're doing a lot of catering. Matter of fact, give him a shout out. He's going to be on the news. I forget which news segment on Friday morning, you know, promoting Flame Mobile. So big shout out to them brothers.
Cool.
Is Chris still doing things down in Texas, or where was
he? Chris, yeah, he's in Houston. My brother is into everything. He's like, you know, if it's a way to make some money and make some things happen, he's jumping in it. So you know, I'm trying to get him to, you know, get this boudin. For those of you who don't know, it's a rice in with a sausage encased or whatever. Sausage casing.
Oh,
they have it.
Darnell talks about that all the time.
Man, the boudin. Okay. The boudin is like that. It's like that. Now, they have it with crackers, but, you know, throw that joint on the grill. It's a wonderful thing. So, it's not common around here. My brother's trying to get, Christopher's trying to get Darren to put it on the Flame Mobile truck as something different. So anybody out there listening, if I hear about Boudin after this, I'm gonna come see.
We gonna know something.
Yeah, we
there
we know.
You go.
Yeah,
there
but you go. Finally, shout out to my dad. Like maybe I gave him a shout out, but
shout him out again.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, pops. Now he's a snowbird. He's back in town from Miami. He'll be heading back when it gets cold.
Wait, Mr. Hayes live in Miami during the snow?
Yeah.
Y'all, the Hayes crew, the Hayes boys just done moved all over the country.
Man.
But y'all all left the snow.
All left the snow.
Well, I guess except for Darren.
Yeah. He came back, you know, and trying to hold it down. So I just make sure I come back, you know, show some love. My brother's holding it down. And, you know, I do think about moving back sometimes. And then I got to admit, a little homogenous for my comfort now. I'm a little spoiled out in the East Coast. So,
hey,
you know.
I get it. I mean, Taj is always, I know he's listening. He always be like, yeah, nah.
Yeah.
So I come back and visit, which he don't do often, but every now and again. But, yeah, as far as, like, coming back to live, he's like Baltimorean.
Yeah. Shout out to Taj holding it down north of me on 295 in Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
You know, enjoying the Ravens while I'm stuck with the Commanders. Wow. Hopefully they'll change the name again.
Man, we got some real Commanders.
Have you embraced them? Was that your team?
No. I tried when they had Donovan McNabb. Okay. So it was one of those things. All right, look, because I wasn't down for the name, to be honest with you. Redskins didn't really resonate with me. But
right. They
had got...
I like
signed Donovan
team.
McNabb. Yeah, right. They signed Donovan McNabb. So I was like, all right, black quarterback. Let me show him some love. I had a lot of respect for Donovan McNabb. I think he was underrated in a lot of ways. But, yeah, that was one season. I was like, nah, I'm a Viking fan. I'm going to just ride or die, you know, Blondie all the way.
Yeah. All right. No, Todd's still a Vikings fan. But if unless they're playing the Vikings, he goes with the Ravens. But yeah.
I'm laughing
when
thinking
we
about
went to the game.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Crazy times.
Woo.
That was crazy.
I'm glad I wasn't with y'all, man. Because I almost had my own situation.
Look here, Hayes. I still low key said I'm glad we lost. If we would have won that game, man, we would have been fighting against somebody.
Swear to God, same. I was running up and down. So I'm one of these brothers, right? I was going with my friend. I had for the Commanders. I had season tickets for a while, and so he would always do first down in my face, right? He put his arm right in my face and like, man. All right, so I was only one with the Vikings jersey, so I started doing first down running down the aisle, right? And then I started running up and down. Can y'all tell y'all a story about the Vikings real quick? Sorry, folks. Let me tell you this story. So, because this is could have been me and Taj or Taj.
I can already see it. Go ahead.
But I'm going to give a shout out to my sisters. So, I'm at the game. I'm doing my antics. First down. Touchdown. I was running up and down the stairs. Right? Same as when we all went to that game.
Yeah.
And I look up in the stands. There was a melee that happened. Right? Clear the stand. You see all while the action's going on. You see the stadium sort of part a little bit, like the Great Sea, the Red Sea, or whatever. I look up. First of all, these Minnesota Vikings fans. Mm-hmm. It's about 20 black women.
Women. Okay.
Fighting about 20 white dudes that are
for real
Washington fans.
Wow. So when wait. The fans from Minnesota were black women.
Right.
I like the sounds of that.
Yo, it was bugged out. It was sisters. And when I say blow for blow, blow for blow, they were like, yo, we were looking up. It was like surreal because Minnesota, we know, is hella white.
Right.
And to see nothing but all black folks
in
a black that I represent Minnesota and a black, formerly Chocolate City.
Yeah, formerly Chocolate City.
And we'll
talk about that too in a minute.
And nothing but white dudes representing Washington, which was a little odd from that standpoint. That was crazy. So Tosh could have got one of them melees.
He would have been right off in there.
But like you mentioned, I had a brother when y'all were up in your seats and I was in my seats.
Yep.
This dude literally, because we were up like 2-3 touchdowns at one point.
Yeah, we were up. Yeah, we should have won that game. We
really should have won that game. Yeah, yeah. This brother two and touchdowns. His friends, like, at first I got a little nervous because they were like, yo, they stepped to me. And I was like, all right, I'm going to be up in here because I was with my work folks. Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, I ain't got no backup. Right, y'all is in another section.
We all know a whole different section. Yeah.
Yo, and then when they won, I hugged this brother. And I was like, congratulations. Like, thank God y'all won because I might be in some situation.
You was at the game when we was at the game?
Yeah.
Oh,
remember,
because
okay.
I didn't see you when we
no,
came.
No, I met you.
After.
I met you at the tent. Remember, y'all came by. You were drinking at the tent.
Yes. Yeah. Did y'all come? Y'all didn't come to the tent with us.
You weren't at the tent. I met you afterwards at the house. When we were sitting.
He came to the house though. That's what I was talking about.
Afterwards.
Oh, when we've been back.
Yeah. To
that was 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roughly. Sorry, man.
Yeah. It's all right. It's all right.
But you guys didn't. We didn't all come to the tent. I'm not. I don't remember why.
Y'all met up. I think it was. And Chris, you were waiting. Either you were waiting for Chris to come in, and you guys met up at a club. I had Kaleo with me.
That's what it
he
was
underage.
That's what it was. And y'all just took Kaleo. That's what it was. That's what it was. And so we went to 10.
But I did link up with him the following time that I came up.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
He took care of me.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. I was like, hit up Hayes. Yeah. Then y'all went to the I knew Hayes knew all.
Oh, that's right.
Good time.
I ain't even gonna talk about Instagram famous, but that was legendary.
Yes.
She's legendary. But I may get myself in trouble.
Yeah,
it's radio.
Radio. Yeah. Just when you think nobody's listening, and you say something like, "Dang, you was really listening."
Yeah. Look, I'm gonna just keep it. The woman working is real fine. Just a friend. That's all I'm saying. That's it. Ain't nothing crazier than that.
It's all good, bro.
People
it's
thinking other
good.
Things.
It is all good. Let me get my roses out.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we'll
yeah,
get
ahead.
Into weather, and then we got so much more to talk about.
Yes, sir.
So I just want to give a shout out to David Ruffin and the Temptations. Want to give a shout out to the PPKs. Appreciate y'all, brothers. Want to give a shout out to my kids. My son Kaleo just texted me and said he is listening while he's at work. We appreciate you, son. We want to give a shout out to baby girl. Give a shout out to Pootie. We want to give a shout out to DeAndre. And also want to give a shout out to my grandchildren, Estherita, Kyrie, Maya, and Cameron. Also want to give a shout out to Andrea. I want to give a shout out to Bree. And, dude, I'm telling you, like, Kevin was supposed to be here tonight, and
what?
Kevin is in town. That's why I wear the Oklahoma
What's
shirt
up,
for him.
Cam?
I wear the Oklahoma shirt for him. He was supposed to be here tonight. He is in town. He's only in town until Friday, and he's only in town till Friday. But kind of had a rough trip, and not feeling well, and so.
We're looking at
okay.
We're blowing Prez's mind right now. So Hayes is live.
All right.
And you're looking at the live, even though it's delayed. So
oh, it's all
a
good.
Bit behind.
Yeah, let me not get caught up in it. You know how
we'll
call,
get confused.
You know how you call up in the radio station.
Turn
people
off the radio.
Try, am I on the radio?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So you know.
Sorry, that was a moment.
No,
y'all.
That's okay.
That's what
okay.
we do here.
That's what
but
we do.
Okay, well, yeah, what's up with Kev?
Kevin's not feeling well.
Oh, okay.
So I think
it's probably just dang small.
Yeah, so, but I told him, I said, hey, Kevin, you can still come up too, man, if you want to. So I'm just putting that out there. You come up, we'll let you in. Come on up. Want to give a shout out to the fabulous one. We miss you. Want to give a shout out to Shay, who's holding it down, and just want to give a shout out to all of you. I want to give a very special shout out to my boy Eddie, who got married over the weekend. Congratulations, brother. I was in his wedding, had a fantastic wedding, and just want to give you and your lovely bride Ashley congratulations on y'all's on your wedding. And anybody else, if I forgot you, charge it to my mind, not my heart. Happy Father's Day to my pops, who's resting in peace. And all of you fathers out there, just want to say happy, take this is Father's Day month, so celebrating y'all. And yeah, so why don't we do this?
KFAI is proud to present Reverend Horton Heat at the Fine Line on Wednesday, June 21st. On tour forever, the Godfathers of Psychobilly, Reverend Horton Heat reinterprets the country blues rock roots of American music. For 25 years, they've blazed a meteoric trail across the globe with their unique blend of music virtuosity, legendary showmanship, and mythic imagery. Kinda Wanda Fonda opens the show. Tickets for Reverend Horton Heat can be found at the First Avenue website. Visit first-avenue.com for more details.
You are now tuned in to Soul Audible Detox on KFAI, brought to you courtesy of WFNU Radio, 94.1 low-powered FM, Frogtown, St. Paul. For more information, you can visit WFNU.org.
WFNU is a volunteer-run station made up of many different community voices. Each program expresses one aspect of this diversity and is not the view of WFNU, KFAI, or FTI as a whole. You are tuned into WFNU LP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio. Hayes, I almost forgot the numbers.
Hayes, but Hayes got a whole bunch of people watching us live. That's I love it. Up. Yeah,
that's what's up,
man. People need to know about you. Yeah. And first of all, Simone, you gonna get it. She said, "I'm trying to be fake famous."
Fake famous.
That's my baby. I love you.
That hurt, baby. Girl. That hurt.
You being local fake famous. Fan.
She gave me the walk by famous. Prison shank.
Wow. I mean, I know parents can never be as famous as they truly are to their children because they're their parents, right? Mm-hmm. But your dad kind of famous.
Yeah, but one day when we're gone, and our kids will be able to say that we were on the radio and we did this and did that, and
right.
Or maybe not.
Go ahead with the weather. Bro. Go on.
All right, up next is Tracy's weather report. All right, y'all. Time for the weather. On Sunday, isolated storms, partly sunny with a high of 86 and a low of 64. On Monday the 19th, partly cloudy with a high of 88 and a low of 65. Then on Tuesday, sunny, not a cloud in the sky. High of 91 and a low of 67. And then I believe it is still the first day of summer on Wednesday, which is also my baby girl's birthday. Happy birthday, baby girl. It is going to be sunny with a high of 90 and a low of 68. And that is your Tracy's seven day weather forecast here on Soul Audible Detox Season 5, Episode 8. We'll be right back.
Good.
All right, y'all, we're back. You are tuned in to WFNULP 94.1 FM in St. Paul, home of Frogtown Community Radio, the only station that can hold Soul Audible Detox with VPN the Prez.
Yes, sir.
So we got our boy, our friend, our brother, Mr. C. Hayes in the place right now. Good to see you, brother. Always welcome here at the studio. And yeah, we got a question of the night. You want to go ahead and put that out there? And what, before you do that, can you please let the people know, other than Hazel going live on Instagram and getting us some followers and
it's
stuff.
Facebook, right?
Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
my bad. Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. My bad.
No, it's all good.
They are Facebook. Owned by the same people.
That's right. Writing, so.
It's Meta.
You want to tell the people how they can talk to us and we'll talk back.
So for those listening live on Facebook with Mr. Hayes, we are at Soul Audible Detox on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter. Now again, we old, so we don't do what he's doing. So thank you, Hayes. He's getting us the most marketing we've gotten ever. But you Soul Audible Detox, or you can type in at VP Prez, the letters VPPRES, and we'll pop up because we did that little thing called copywriting. We got that.
That's
so,
right.
So don't be trying to steal don't our names and that. When we get famous. We did it for when we get famous. So who knows when that's going to be, if ever. And so for now, it just is. But remember that VP.
Worldwide.
PRES. VP in the Prez.
That's right.
Yo.
That's right.
So our question of the day is, what are you doing for your father? For those that, and we want to keep this positive, so I don't want to have nobody talking about my dad wasn't there. We understand that. We understand that happens. But for those that have a relationship with your father, and he's still with us, or he's not. Maybe you had a relationship and he's passed on. What do you do to honor your father? What are you planning on doing?
And we're going to have a couple of questions about fathers for the rest of the month and for the rest of the show.
Absolutely.
So I also have a follow-up question, but we'll answer. We'll do this question for the first hour. And or maybe they're not going to call in because maybe what they're going to do for their fathers might be a surprise, right?
Okay.
So could we be so lucky?
Let's do that.
That's a surprise. Surprise.
The surprise.
Ain't nothing happening.
Give me one person to call in, and we do have a live line.
651-313-5125.
Hit them with that again, Fred.
651-313-5125.
So somebody call in and tell us what you're going to do for your father on Father's Day.
It's also What's Good Wednesday, so give us a call and tell us what's good. what's been going on with you? What do you have to celebrate? What do you have that you're thankful for, grateful for? Maybe it's your birthday. If it is your birthday today or in the beginning of the month of June, we'd like to wish you a happy birthday. It's Hazel's birthday tomorrow, so if you want to call and wish him a happy birthday, you can do that. 651-313-5125. And if you want to wish us Father's Day, you can do that too. It's Father's Day is actually next Sunday, right?
No, it's Sunday.
It's this Sunday, bro.
Yep.
Hold on. Is it really?
Sunday. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yeah. I know your dad is passed on, but you better remind them kids.
No.
Hey, kids.
You know
lost kids.
No, check it out, though. Okay. Actually, my daughter Imani texted me the other day, and she said, "Dad, what you doing for Father's Day?" And I said,
okay.
"What y'all doing for me for Father's
right,
Day?"
Right.
And she said, "I want to take you somewhere."
Okay.
So, it's
does
a surprise.
She know what's coming up?
Wouldn't that be funny though? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. Like, if she didn't know that this Sunday was Father's Day,
do you want me to hint her?
Because no, she knows.
To be 1,000% no, I think honest with I you, just I forgot. Thought it was a week later too. Until because it just seems weird. It doesn't normally fall. Like Father's Day is what the. Second Sunday always?
Because next Sunday is
roughly
Sunday
the second or third Sunday.
It might be the third Sunday. I think it's the third Sunday of June. So it does shift, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't know the last time that it fell on Juneteenth weekend. I don't feel like it has recently. So
anyway. Something always overshadows.
Yeah.
Right.
It's always something, right? You know what? We're going to leave the mamas alone.
We ain't saying nothing about the mamas. We talking about the fathers.
Right. Let me ask you real quick, Hayes. Who is this from Darren's thing. Yeah. Is this your daughter or is this Darren?
Darren. Darren that asked is, if he could ask Darren's a question. Yeah.
So that is a great question. We'll put that out there. We'll put that out there for the next hour, D. All right. Fair enough. All right.
You got any answers to your question?
Let me see. That's what I'm going to see. What you know about this diamond? No answers yet.
Okay.
Yeah, no answers.
My little sister is laughing about the name Soul Audible Detox, considering the fact that I sell liquor. She's like, detox? Like, that ain't you.
I mean, you can. Yeah, I hear where she's coming from, but we put a lot of thought to that.
Mm-hmm.
And detox, you know, from a standpoint of
detox
how
mental.
We were using it was right. More mental. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Now, our retox. We'll still have a drink or two.
That's right. Because sometimes that's our detox.
All whiskey. Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes that's our detoxification.
Exactly. Yeah. So nobody's answering the question. Like I figured. That's why I threw it out there. But why don't you tell me? Wait a minute. Wait. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, let me. I'm gonna ask.
Go ahead.
I'm gonna ask Hayes a question. So
yeah, let's do that.
You were saying. Excuse me. You were saying about coming back to Minnesota, but I know Minnesota is home. But when you come back here, other than family, outside of family and friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever look at Minnesota and be like, man, it's some things have changed, but there's a lot of things that still are the same. Like when I came out to D.C., like there was a plethora of things to do.
Right.
Like in Minnesota, like. For our culture,
right,
I feel like I'm always trying to find something to do, and I'm not trying to be funny, but like Central has a reunion like every year, right,
mm-hmm.
for the same classes and stuff like that. Like, right, well, I mean, we have more reunions in a little bit, but like seriously, I could probably name 10 places if I counted for places for Black folk to go to. Versus coming to DC. And I know for me it's new because I don't reside there.
Right.
But do you always feel like or has it gotten to that point? Because you've been out to DC for how long?
22 years.
Okay, 22 years. But do you still find that there's always something to do, or do you feel like it's kind of repetitious?
Absolutely. There's always something to do. Matter of fact, one of the things that makes it hard to consider moving back home,
mm-hmm.
or when I consider moving back home, and then I go to an experience like I had yesterday, these brothers, this chef puts on an event twice a week called Bite Club.
Here or
in D.C.?
Okay.
In D.C. It's Bite Club. Bite Club represents cuisine and represents, they have different chefs every, so it's twice a month. Every event has a different chef. And they showcase only Black-owned spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm representing Uncle Nearest right now on my shirt, for those who can't see. So that's the most prominent Black-owned spirit in the world right now, actually.
It is, and it happened real quick. I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, I'm glad people need to know that story about Uncle Nearest, Nathan Green, who created the father of Tennessee whiskey, who taught Jack Daniel
mm-hmm.
how to make his whiskey. So we can go on to that. But to the point of your question, at an event like that, none but Black folks, Black cuisine, black all the way through. Beautiful. So that's twice a month. You have other events in other places. Matter of fact, today my daughter was asking me, what are some of the name some Black-owned restaurants. So I named off like 10 off the top of my head, just doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that being here and you can say, hey, go over here, go over here, go over here. Right. So, of course that never gets old. And then, like I said, you know, coming to Minnesota and just, you know, diplomatically speaking, saying homogenous,
mm-hmm.
You know, a lot more diversity. Black folks are doing things. And when I moved out there, matter of fact, someone asked me the question, why did I move out there? And literally, I shared an experience where I was standing on a corner across from the FBI building in downtown D.C. Brother had his bed in the bus stall folded like it was Best Western, right? It was crazy. Homeless, but a full bed. And while I was standing there, there was another brother suited and booted, and at this time it was the big cell phones. This is before I moved out here.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw the lowest of the low, the highest of the high.
Right.
Whatever you wanted to see as a journey as a black person, that path has been paved by someone in D.C. They're hustling. They're doing things. So I love it out there. There's always something to do. Then you can just hop up the road. Visit Taj Mahal.
True.
Taj, and you got Baltimore. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it'd be hard.
Turn you down just a little bit. Your volume just a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Yep.
So let me, on that point, and I know nobody's listening here.
Yeah, they didn't turn us off.
But, and not in that way, but I'm nobody listening in who I'm about to get at.
Okay.
Because to be quite honest with you, all of a sudden, and, you know, you got to know, but if you know, Minnesota all of a sudden has a number of black entrepreneurial restaurants and food things. Now, some of them just focus on catering. They're not all brick and mortar, right? They're not all, you know, some of them got different angles. But I must say, so close circuit to my Minnesota restaurants and entrepreneurials. Please, please. And this might be something that we can do, Hayes. This might get you back here more often. Let's talk about this after the show. We need them to learn how to serve, as in customer service, right?
Yes. Oh, my God.
We
say, say that one more time.
We
say that
need
one
y'all to know,
time.
Learn how to serve. It's not enough when you have a restaurant mm-hmm. just to have good food.
Okay, let's talk about that.
Let's hit that.
Yeah, let's
Shout out Ohio. Let me tell you.
Yes, please.
I got to say, can I say this real quick?
Go ahead.
Shout out to the Williams, Timmy, Kimmy, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Breakfast Club, Auntie Third Kimmy, Avenue Down.
Family.
Yeah, Third Avenue Downtown Minneapolis, since we're talking black owned.
Yep.
And folks I love. Great food. Had a great experience there. David Holman's daughter, I consider my niece when I was down there with my daughter, Alexis took care of us. So, yeah, but the service thing, and this doesn't represent Breakfast Club, just for the record. But when we get into this, man, you talking.
Right. Go ahead, Prez. I struck a nerve with you.
You did. You did. Because I don't know, like, first of all, for all the black entrepreneurs, you can have the nicest ambiance. You can serve really good food. You can have the entertainment and everything. But if you want people to continue spending that dollar, and here's another thing, which you may not think this is not catered to them, but check it out. White people will come and visit. They will show up. Because white people will come to anything and be like a hole in the, or be a spot on the wall, right? It can be full of black people, and a white couple will come in and they will spend their money too. But check it out. You want people to talk about the service that you give, right? The customer service is key. It is everything. It's everything that's going to hold that together, because you can have some decent food. The music can be nice. The ambiance can be nice. But if you got somebody who is crabby and somebody who, like, customer services, you got one waitress working or one waiter working the whole joint. And even as an owner of a restaurant, bruh, sis, if y'all short on staff, y'all need to be the staff. Y'all need to be the service. Y'all need to make sure you are going to each table. How y'all doing?
And be, you know,
bruh,
it is what it is, but
I know you want to sit back and be like, this is my spot, but until you got it Trump tight, excuse the jargon, but until you got it systematically tight, you need to get your hands dirty too.
Yeah.
You need to take off the suit coat.
Yeah.
And that means put on the apron or stand behind the bar or be the person at the front to welcome people in. And if it's a wife and husband team, y'all do that stuff together. Like, work it out. And don't just hire family just for the sake of hiring family, right? Hire good people who are really going to represent your business.
Yes.
Because I'm telling you, bad customer service,
man,
that stuff travels.
Man,
you'll wonder why ain't nobody coming to see you,
man.
Why people are complaining. So check this out. I went to a BK. I'm just going to say this, right? Yep. I went to a BK one day, and...
Wait, rewind. BK, Burger King?
Yeah, oh. I went to a Burger King.
Really?
And, okay.
I'm interested where this is going.
And so I went to a Burger King like I was really, 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 really hungry, and I just needed to grab something. And so I went there, walked in with my daughter. I won't say which Burger King it was, but the person who was the manager of that Burger King was a sister and straight had the worst attitude. Like, just the worst attitude. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, like, I know we all go through a period of time where we hate our jobs or we can't stand our jobs or having a bad day or whatever, but you the manager, like, you representing, like, right? Like, so, yeah, it's terrible. But, yeah, the customer service thing, yeah, that hit a nerve.
Chime in a little bit.
No, go ahead.
So, for those who don't know, I've been in the industry in multiple fronts, bartending, managing a nightclub, managing a restaurant, serving, all these things. If I could give a shout out to black-owned businesses and just say, keep it professional.
Right. There you go.
Keep it professional. And invest. Make sure your people are invested in terms of you take the time, teach them the menu. Teach them the cocktail program. Don't stray. Keep it. Make sure if you're selling it, they know it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place in St. Paul. I don't want to shout out names, but it's on Victoria and Grant. Anyway, where we ordered some. Look, if the server is calling it Merlot, we got a problem. Merlot. Okay. If I get it, my sister ordered Cabernet Sauvignon.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't drink wine, that's a red wine. Okay. Don't bring me Sauvignon Blanc. Okay. And don't hand me the bill before I get the food. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
What?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I can go. Now this happened at the Gold Room. This particular
now,
situation.
Now you telling on them. You said you going to say
look,
that.
I'm going to tell on the Gold Room. I'm going to tell on the Gold Room or whatever.
Oh, that was. Yeah.
That's
that,
a little
that wasn't
different.
The same one. Right.
That wasn't okay. The same one.
But
now the other joint, she said Merlot. And that just.
Merlot.
That bothered me a lot. Okay. Yeah. Merlot. Cabernet? No. All right. All right. Anyway, I could go in. But the point is this, folks. Take the time.
To train.
To train yeah. your people. Have a system.
Invest.
Standard
invest
operating.
In people.
Right. Yep. Invest in your people. But make sure you have standard operating procedures. So when someone's out, they understand. The next person up understands
person up, yeah.
what to do.
Yeah.
And simple things.
No, I mean,
water on the table.
Yeah.
First 2 minutes. Water on the table. Someone asks for the check, get the check right away. Someone's done eating, you clear that plate, you clear that table, you make it nice and clean. If they want to sit and have conversations and drinks, or maybe they want to order more food, but don't leave the plates on the table. And finally, don't the sticker shock. I know y'all want to make money. You're tight. You don't have the credit. You may not have the loan, the backing that some of the, let's just say our main, can I say mainstream? No. Majority folks,
but
be mindful.
But if you're gonna do this though, you got to do it right because here's the problem. Here's the problem I have. So let me say this quick. We did get a couple responses for Father's Day,
sure,
so I'm gonna get back to y'all.
You know what? Say what you got to say. We got 5 minutes left of this hour,
and we'll come back
to that.
I haven't forgot about y'all. People text me like I did answer the Father's Day.
We got y'all,
but. So I'm gonna just say one of those two places that he just mentioned. I'll just say it like that. I ain't gonna call him out, but same thing. Going there for brunch, right?
Mm-hmm.
And literally, you know, had a reservation, but because of the time of day, you know, we get put like literally in the corner. Like, wow, okay, did we have a reservation? So obviously. Somebody's not managing the seat situation, right? It was almost a made-up table, really. Like, oh, we got a high table here. Why don't you put it right over there? Blah, blah, blah. And, okay, cool. But I wasn't tripping. It was around my birthday.
They accommodated
you. Yeah, wasn't tripping because it was packed. I love to see it. My black people making money. So the hostess comes, sits us down, gives us little mimosas, gives us, you know, a little sack of thing. we probably sat there for another 30 minutes. No one. We're literally sitting by the In-N-Out door to the kitchen, y'all. They just keep walking by us. And so, of course, the queen was with me. She was like, it's too. I was like, you want to call the manager, whatever. She was like, nah, I wanted to see if somebody was just going to either glance and be like, give us a just heads up, or right. Yeah, we see you, we going to get to you. Nothing. So we halfway done with the mimosa. She just puts on her jacket and like, I don't know what you about to do, E, but I'm out.
But you know
and
what?
I was like, right. Oh, okay, let me hurry up. Let me get one more sip. And we just left.
But, right. let me say this to you.
It was horrible.
Let me say this to you. So some of your well-established businesses that have been running forever, restaurants, whatever, mm-hmm. people don't tend to think that reviews, customer service, mm-hmm. reviews and stuff like that is not going to taint them, but mm-hmm. it does. Man. It does. And you, anybody who is going into, and you know what? Like, I've been in customer service for years. So, man, like, it's like I'll go to some place and be like, this is not customer service. You got one aisle open and like 20 people in line. Like, what's going on with that? But to your point, there's another spot in St. Paul that I won't name no names. That's right off of the freeway.
Right.
And right. like I went in there and there was like five tables that weren't being served. And then at one point you called the number to try to see if they were open and it says they're closed, but they're really open. And then when it says they're open, they're really closed. It's like, come on, black folk. Like, what is you doing? Like, for real? Like, seriously? Like, that's the point where you get and I'm just saying, you know, people say, well, you know, we're not a white establishment. Be white. If that's what you need to do to be successful, be white. Like Christian said, be professional. Because, I mean, like, seriously. We got like 3 minutes. Just, you know, like seriously, like you want your business to bloom, right?
Right.
And if your niece or your sister or your auntie has a bad attitude and she's the hostess, guess what? She need to get it together or be fired.
Something. And here's my last point on it. Because the bottom line is it's about referrals, right?
Yes.
Somebody going, especially in Minnesota, maybe not so much in D.C., but especially in Minnesota, somebody going to ask, how was such and such? You're going to be like, man. And so, again, one, I'm not coming back. Two, that person that just asked how was such and such, mm-hmm. now it's going to be like, eh. Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk. We yep. will talk. Hayes, man, don't go to that restaurant. Bro. Don't. I'm telling you right now. Yeah. We'll talk. So and talk bad about you issue. On Facebook. And we'll bring out the camera issue. And be like, look, I'm in this restaurant right now. I've been waiting for 25 minutes. This is where we at. We at blah, blah, blah. Like, that. We'll do that.
Right. Right. That's why.
Let me share this with the. Sorry. I'm going to say this real quick.
Yep.
You're a business owner and you make sure you pay attention to your reviews
mm-hmm.
and you respond to your reviews. They're that's telling right. you about your business.
Yep.
And they're telling you what opportunity you're going to lose if you do not address them.
And what opportunity you have for growth.
That's right.
Bam. So.
All right.
We want to thank our KFAI listeners
Sorry,
for
KFAI.
Listening to
You'll get this
the first
next week.
Hour of the show. Please come back. We replay the first hour of this show on KFAI every Sunday at 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Then, if you want to, after that, if you want to go over to WFNU, you can hear this show in its entirety from 2 to 4 on Sunday. So we want to thank all of our KFAI listeners for tuning in for the first hour. If you just joined us for the first hour, we got another hour coming up. So we'll be right back here on Soul Audible Detox.